Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. After Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, that was the mountain he was coming down from before our text, the people marveled that he had taught with such authority, unlike the scribes and the Pharisees. Authority is more than power. The Greek word for power is used in the epistle lesson. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. The Greek word for power is dynamo, like dynamite. Like boom, dynamite. The gospel has the boom to save us, even you and me. Authority is a different Greek word. It's exousia. It goes into Latin as auctoritas. It's having the ability to do something, being able to do something. Now, that's not the gospel yet. Jesus having the ability to do something isn't in and of itself the power of God unto salvation. It's what Jesus does with his authority that saves us. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. A leper, surely a leper is beneath Jesus. Lepers are unclean, disgusting, nasty. Jesus may be able to heal this leper, but surely it's beneath him to do so. His power should be reserved for someone more deserving. That's the way, by the way, of the scribes and the Pharisees, isn't it? I am willing. Be clean. Jesus reaches out and touches the leper. That's authority. That's saving. From the Lord's lips to the man's ears, to his sores on his body, to his uncleanliness. Be clean. And surely enough, the man goes off to the priest to show himself as clean, just like Jesus proclaimed him to be. Now, maybe the only thing worse than a leper is a Roman, a Gentile soldier, a centurion, a commander of 100 soldiers, the same army that conquered the Israelites. The scribes would tell you that this Gentile Roman sinner was as unclean as you can get. His soldiers are unclean. Where he works is unclean. Where he lives is unclean. The servant that needed healing is unclean. They are all unclean with capital UNCLAN, unclean. But the centurion doesn't even request healing. He doesn't even get a chance to request a healing before the Lord responds, I will come and heal him. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. The centurion knows he's unclean. He knows he's unworthy. That God would come to him. Just say the word. You have the authority to make my servant healed without even setting foot into my house. With your word, with your command. For I understand, Jesus, I'm a man under authority, with people under me. I say, go, and they go. I say, come, and that one comes. I tell my servant, do this, and my servant doesn't. But dear saints of God, did you hear the way the man talked to Jesus, this centurion? This man knows how the world runs. Who knows authority? He orders Jesus around. All the words he speaks to Jesus in our gospel lesson are imperatives, all the verbs. He tells Jesus not to come to his house. He tells him to speak a word to him. He tells him what to do. Command, imperative. Only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. And Jesus, what does he do with his authority? Does he let this unclean Gentile order him around? Yes, he does. Jesus loves to serve. In fact, his response to this man's commands is, I have not seen such faith in all of Israel. Jesus loves to seek and to save the lost, to give his life as a ransom for many. That's how he is for the centurion, for the servant, for a leper, even for you and me. The Lord doesn't use his authority as we would expect him to use his authority. He doesn't use it to make people do what he wants to do. He doesn't use it to order them around. Instead, he uses it to serve and to care for others, for those who don't deserve it, for those who aren't worthy, to forgive them, to heal them, to save them. The centurion understood this. He understood Jesus for who he is, the Lord who saves sinners. He didn't deserve Jesus' forgiveness. He wasn't worthy of it. The servant wasn't worthy either. And in spite of that, the centurion put all his chickens in the basket that the only God there is has to be gracious in Jesus, even to lepers, even to centurions, and to their servants. That, dear saints of God, is faith. And that also is the opposite of the way we normally behave. We live and we sort of think that inside of ourselves is something, anything that deserves forgiveness from God, that deserves a break or some slack. God will condemn someone else, but me, I'm going to be just fine. I may have some sins, I may have done something wrong, but you know, I'm not like that person. There's something that sets me apart, makes me different, makes me a little bit better. Maybe it is that I come to church. Maybe it is that I believe in him. But there's something which is going to cause God to treat me just slightly better than everyone else. That, by the way, dear saints of God, is the way of the Pharisees and the scribes. And today, we are called to repent of any good that we think of resides inside of us. Any spark of light that we think is there that deserves God's love for us, his mercy, his forgiveness. The centurion, the leper, had nothing. They were unclean. They were unworthy. All they had was Jesus. And so they point us away from what we think we deserve to the place where Jesus makes himself known to us in the external spoken word. Let it be done to you as you believe, says the Lord. And the servant was healed from that very moment. So, is Jesus willing to save you, to forgive you of your sin? The terrible things that no one knows that you have done, will he absolve those? Yes, he will. Yes, he has. And if you have any doubts, I invite you to hear it from my lips. I forgive you of all your sins. Not because you deserve it at all. No, you are definitely not worthy of the Lord's forgiveness. But Jesus, he is gracious and merciful to lepers, to Gentile centurions, even to sinners like you and me. For today, the same word that cleansed the leper, the same word that pronounced the centurion's servant as healed, speaks forgiveness to you. In the stead and by the command of Jesus, by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. You are forgiven. You are absolved. You are clean. You are made known, made new by the blood of Jesus, shed for you on the cross, delivered to you in the external words. That's the boom, the power of the gospel, spoken with his authority. It's not my words, and certainly not my authority. My football team lost. Yours are still alive. His words, his authority, his auctoritas, his exousia, his ability to forgive even you, with my trembling words. His word, his authority, his ability to do, he uses it not to make people do what he wants them to do, but to serve and to save. And faith, faith receives that word from Jesus to the leper, from Jesus to the centurion and to his servant, from Jesus to your ears. Your ears hear the words, I forgive you all your sins. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed too. In the name of Jesus.